This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Democratic Congressman Joe Neguse wants people convicted of violent misdemeanors to be barred from buying a gun for 5 years. His bill is a federal version of a new Colorado law passed after the Boulder King Super shooting in March. Jen McCaskill's sister, Suzanne Fountain, was one of the 10 victims.
We know we'll never get Susie back, but we don't want anyone else to go through what we, as her family and friends, are going through right now, and what the other families are going through right now. We as a society need to make the decision that we don't need to live like this.
The man charged in the Boulder shooting had been convicted of third-degree assault 3 years earlier. The bill's sponsors acknowledge it is unlikely to advance in the evenly divided U.S. Senate. The three colleges that make up the Auraria Higher Education Campus in Denver are expanding a program that provides free education to descendants of people displaced during the campus's construction. CU Denver Regent Nolbert Chavez calls it a reparation for hundreds of families, mostly people of color, who were forced to move out of the area in the 1970s.
The limitation on the number of credits has been removed, and the limitation that the scholarship applies to only children and grandchildren has been removed. This means that the scholarship will live in perpetuity.
Former Auraria residents say the scholarship expansion is a step toward fulfilling the promises made to their families. This is CPR News.